Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Today's podcast is a solo episode about how to get the most from your workout. Now, as someone who has worked out consistently since my teenage years and really, really loves to work out, this is just me sharing with you the things that I've learned over the years of being a consistent worker outer, a consistent trainer. I'm obviously not a personal trainer. I'm just someone who loves to work out. And these are the things that really help me to wake up each day and to look forward to my movement. So how to get the most from your workout? Number one, identify your intrinsic motivator. What is the feeling? What is the why? What is the result and the reason that you are training? It can be very ambiguous to just think, oh, I'm exercising because I know it's good for me. Or it can be really self-defeating if you're exercising because you really don't like your body and, you know, you feel like you're training because you want to punish yourself or change it from a place of like that lack mentality or from a place of low self-esteem. We have to identify the intrinsic motivator. So what is that feeling that you want to connect to your training? Are you working out because you really want to be able to live a long life with your children and be an active grandparent should you ever have grandchildren? Are you training because there's a specific goal, like a fun run or a triathlon? Are you training because you want more energy and to feel really capable in your body? It's so important to get clear on what is the reason that you're working out. Like, why are you doing it? For me, it's definitely a combination of things. The biggest reason for me is that it helps me manage my anxiety, my ADHD. It helps me to be a better mum and a better partner because my workout time is something I love to do. I listen to a podcast or I listen to music and I feel good about what I'm doing for me. It's honoring me. It also is about being strong and being capable physically to be able to keep up with my active kids. And I do want to have a life where, you know, in my 50s, 60s and beyond, 70s, 80s, where I'm doing everything I possibly can to make sure I remain as mobile and as capable and strong as possible. Next up, set yourself up for success by choosing a time and location and making it part of your routine. Ask yourself, what do you need to make this happen? So you have to set yourself up for success by being realistic. So if you want to begin a workout regime, and we're chatting a lot about this over on our members only podcast as well, but if you want to commence a new regime, you have to be realistic with what it is that you're going to be able to honor. It's very, it's very common to think, okay, I'm going to start working out. So for 5 days a week, I'm going to do 45 minutes, or I'm going to do X amount of gym classes, and I'm also going to change the way that I'm eating and to kind of think of it like this extreme switch that you can flick. But that's really not setting yourself up for success. You're very unlikely to go from 0 to 100% overnight just because you've had a burst of willpower. Think about your current routine and your current energy levels and also the logistics of your life. You know, for me, training at home has been something that I've consistently done for years because I love to work out alone and I make it as easy as possible for me by just having to walk a few steps so that I can get into my training area. I don't need to get into the car. I don't have to find someone to look after the kids. I can literally just make sure I'm wearing a supportive sports bra and grab any sort of bottoms that are available and a pair of shoes and I'm good to go. I don't have to talk to anyone, which sounds very introverted, but it's just my time and that works for me. And for my current lifestyle, my kids are old enough that of a morning, they're not going to miss me for 45 minutes when I'm working out in the garage. When they were younger, I had to train during their nap times because that was realistic. What is realistic for you and where? Where is realistic? Is it more likely that you're going to train from home, or is training from home going to do your head in a little bit and you need to actually get out of the house? Only you will know the answer to that question. And much like with your routine, only you will know when is the best time for you. Is it something that you want to do first off, you know, because you're going to feel a sense of achievement and it's a great way to wake up and it can set the tone for the day? Or is that going to add stress to your morning rhythm? And are you much more likely to enjoy training if it's of an afternoon or of an evening or during your work lunch break? Only you know the answer to that, but set yourself up for success by asking, what do you need and what do you want to make this happen? Do you need some workout gear so that you can train from home? Do you need a gym membership? What is it that's going to actually make the path easier? Consider all of this before you even begin. Number 3, have some sort of a plan to reduce decision fatigue. Is it something you can do yourself, or do you need some guidance? Do you need help in understanding gym equipment? Do you need a trainer? What is it that's going to make your experience easier?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So when I say some sort of a plan, for you that could look like having a e-guide that you follow from a trainer online that you really, really resonate with their stuff. Or it could look like having your physio or a personal trainer write up a plan for you. Or maybe your fitness goal is about learning to run, or maybe it's yoga, whatever it is. Do you need a plan to follow? And what does that plan look like for you? How do you best learn? Is it in written format? Is it by watching videos? Is it in real life, following along with a class? Do you want to get into the gym, but you find gym equipment really overwhelming? In that case, get familiar with the equipment by scheduling just one or two sessions with a trainer, or if that's not in your budget, ask the person that works at the gym to walk you through the equipment properly so that you understand. Next up, give yourself a time frame and don't waste time scrolling. I think this is such a big one in terms of getting the most out of your workout. You need to be honest in how you're spending your time, the time that you have dedicated towards your fitness. Because if you're giving yourself an hour at the gym, but you're spending 15 minutes of that time having a bit of a chat, and then you're spending another 10 minutes of time scrolling on Instagram and taking yourself out of your workout, you're really not getting the most out of that time frame. What is it that you need to get the most? Is it music? Is it a podcast? Just how can you use your time more effectively? I know something that really helps me is to set a timer on my phone. So it's like a stopwatch type
timer just so that I can see the seconds and the minutes ticking by. And I always try to get to a certain like 35, 40 minute, 45 minute type of mark. But if I can see the seconds literally ticking by, that does keep me accountable in knowing, hey, I'm here, I'm focused, this is what I'm doing. And it really can be a form of mindfulness if you're just focusing on one task at a time. We often trick ourselves into thinking we're multitasking, but multitasking is not real. It is us simply switching from one task to the other very quickly, and that can be draining. But getting the most out of your workout time means that you are there and you are focused. So it means maybe silencing phone calls if you're someone who gets a lot of phone calls, or just committing to not even opening your emails when you're at the gym or during your workout time. It takes discipline, but it really does help you to get the most from it. And in terms, next up, number five, of getting the most from it, you might need to monitor metrics or have progress markers to ensure that you're not hitting plateaus. I spoke about this on Instagram stories a little while ago. Brendan gave me his Apple Watch to use just so that I could track a workout. And I was like thinking that I was working out pretty hard, you know, getting sweaty in the garage probably has to do with the humidity and the lack of ventilation in there. But I was like, I train hard, but I'm not really seeing any differences happen with my body, which I'm okay with because that's not the reason I train. But I was like, what's happening here? Because I feel like I'm training hard. But when I put on the watch and I tracked my heart rate through the monitor, I was like, oh, okay, I'm really not pushing myself. I'm operating at the level that pushing myself was 6 months ago, but my fitness has improved and I need to up the ante, change things up a little bit, give a little bit more. And so I'm not someone who likes to monitor metrics at all times. It's not great for my head, but actually having an insight into what's going on and what my body's doing is helpful. It's like when people realize all of a sudden how many steps it takes to actually hit 10,000 steps if you're not in an active job, if you are a nurse or like a daycare worker or something like that and you're on your feet all day, you're going to hit those 10,000 steps. But if you're in an office job, it's actually really hard to hit 10,000 steps. And so having an awareness of how much you're sitting is helpful to get the most out of your workout as well. Maybe your progress markers look more like, you know, monitoring how heavy the weights are that you can lift so that you can see over a 3 month period, 6 month period, even a year, the increase in your strength and durability. You might like to have the occasional personal training session as well. Someone from the outside who can say to you and observe, hey, look how well you're doing. You've come so far. And that doesn't have to be a PT. It could be a friend that you train with or a partner. But you might need to at times check in with yourself to see if you are hitting that plateau. Last but not least, you have to enjoy it. If you are hating this form of workout that you're engaging in, then it's not it. It's not the one for you. I've spoken about arrival fallacy before, but arrival fallacy is basically this concept of thinking that when we reach a certain place, we're going to feel a certain way and it's going to change us. And sure, when we achieve a goal, we can feel good and it's nice. But often we realize I'm still the same person. Like I haven't had this massive cataclysmic moment in reaching my goal where everything is different. And so because of that, it's so incredibly important to enjoy the journey. And I know that sounds cheesy, but you have to enjoy what you are doing. Otherwise, it's going to be such a mental, such mental gymnastics to actually get yourself to the point of doing it. If you are hating the way that you're training, stop, change, find something that you enjoy so much more. Maybe it's going to group, like a group fitness class, or maybe it's Zumba, maybe it's joining like a sports aerobics type of workout. Maybe right now in your life, and it's going to change depending on different seasons that you're in. I know when I've gone through quite difficult things, and I can feel that adrenaline surge in my system for other reasons, I'm like, a little less high intensity training and a little more slow and thoughtful movement is what I need. So it will change depending on where you're at in life. But ask yourself, what do I enjoy about the workout? Because for some people, it might be competitiveness. So you might really benefit from attending a class where your speeds and your weights and all of the things you've done are displayed on a leaders board. Or maybe the competitive side of you wants to get into something like basketball or netball, and that can meet your fitness goals as well. And then you're getting the most out of it. I honestly think if you are doing the sort of workout that is right for you, you will catch yourself feeling like fulfilled and lit up and even smiling when you're doing it. I know I've had times where I've noticed myself smiling while I'm doing a burpee. And that's not to say I love burpees, but I do really love the challenge and keeping my word to myself. Self-efficacy has been a really strong reoccurring theme for me this year. And self-efficacy is so important, and it's all about our ability to believe that we can carry through on the things that we say that we're going to do. We can keep our promises to other people, but we can also keep our promises to ourselves. So if you're hating what you're doing, it's going to be hard to do that. So find something that you really do enjoy. I hope this super short episode is helpful for you. Over in our member zone, we are focused on our best life reset for January, and I would love to have you over there. Come and join us. The link is in the show notes. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you good?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.